Welcome to the UK Travel Planning Podcast. Your host is the founder of the UK travel planning website, Tracy Collins. In this podcast, Tracy shares destination guides, travel tips, and itinerary ideas, as well as interviews with a variety of guests who share their knowledge and experience of UK travel to help you plan your perfect UK vacation. Join us as we explore the UK from cosmopolitan cities to quaint villages, from historic castles to beautiful islands, and from the picturesque countryside to seaside towns.
Hi, and welcome to the UK Travel Planning Podcast. You're listening to episode 31. Are you planning train travel from London, but are not familiar with the major London train stations? Navigating London transport options can be confusing for visitors, and we have recently been asked to explain in further detail about travelling from London by train for day trips or longer. In this podcast, Doug and I will talk through some of the principal train stations you may use if you are travelling from London to other destinations in the UK, plus which train stations connect to the main London airports for your arrival and departure. We also discuss which areas of the country each station serves, the types of services that run from each, and examples of travel times to popular UK destinations. Whether you plan to journey from London for a day trip by train to one of the popular cities or attractions nearby, or for a longer rail adventure around the UK, these are the train stations you will be using. It is also worth considering when planning your accommodation in London, so you are not spending too much time crossing the city to access train services. Each train station serves particular areas of the UK, and we will talk through each London train station in clockwise order, starting with stations in North London. The first train station that we're going to start with is Euston, which I am always mispronouncing and saying Houston, but it isn't. It's E-U-S-T-O-N, so Euston. So Doug's here to talk us through the different train stations. So Doug, I'm going to hand over to you to talk to us a little bit about Euston train station.
Yeah, no problem. Euston is the main train station for the West Coast Main Line, which runs predominantly on the west side of the country and covers trains up to Birmingham, Manchester, Liverpool, Lake District, and Glasgow. The two sorts of trains that run on there, basically, there's an old intercity type service, and they don't generally stop until further on in the journey. So it just reduces the travel time up to Scotland. And then there's more regional type services which stop at every single station. So you've got big, long journeys. You can get to between Euston and Glasgow takes 5 hours, a little bit longer than the East Coast Main Line.
Yeah.
Euston to Liverpool is about 3 hours. Birmingham, about an hour and a half. And if you want to go all the way up to Inverness with the changes, it can take about 11 hours. But that's mainly the Caledonian Sleeper services, which run labelled as the Lowlander and the Highlander services, the Highlanders being up to Fort William, Inverness, and the Lowlanders to Glasgow and Edinburgh.
Okay, yeah, we've caught the Caledonian Sleeper a few times, actually, from Euston, haven't we, which is brilliant. So, obviously, as with all London train stations, London, the London Euston is also a mainline train station and a tube station. I think that's worth saying as well.
Yes, that's true. Because if you're traveling across London, you usually go by tube, and then that meets the connected services at mainline train stations. Yeah.
So, in Euston is on the Northern Line and the Victoria Lines. Yeah. So nearby attractions to Euston train station are the British Library and the British Museum. Train station we're going to talk about is St Pancras and St Pancras International. So over to you, Doug.
Yeah, okay. So firstly, I'll have to say people get confused between St Pancras and St Pancras International. They are part of the same station. The international part covers the Eurostar services to Paris and Brussels and Amsterdam. And it's signposted within the station as well, so it's easy to find. So the other part of the station covers trains to likes of Derby and to the central part of the UK, and you can get up to York and Scotland from that way as well. It takes slightly longer. So if you're going to, say, just York or to Edinburgh, you'd be wanting to go from King's Cross Station, which we'll be covering later. So to give you some ideas of train times, because you can also catch trains from St Pancras to the southeast of England, likes of Brighton as well. So give you some idea of time. So St Pancras to Derby is about an hour and 40 minutes. Pancras to Leicester, about an hour and 5 minutes. London, St Pancras to Luton Airport is about 45 minutes. And obviously, if you're catching Eurostar, it's about 2.5 hours. I think it's 2 hours 29 to be exact.
To Paris.
To Paris from London, yeah.
Yeah, I'm also just going to mention that, actually, St Pancras, it's just a beautiful station. St Pancras International? It is. It's just a beautiful station. It's in a beautiful building.
It is, and there's some lovely statues there, but it's also very historic.
Yeah.
Which you can read about if you get to catch a train from there.
Yeah, it is lovely. It's always a lovely station to go and take just photographs at and actually have a wander around upstairs.
Do you have many photos?
I have got many photos. I'll put some in the show notes. We do. So nearby attractions to St Pancras and St Pancras International is, again, the British Library is not too far away. So, yeah, it's a very nice train station. I have to say it's one of the ones I enjoy taking trains from because generally we're heading off to Europe, which is always pretty good.
Go to St Pancras, literally across the road, is London King's Cross. This is the principal departure station for the East Coast Main Line, and that will cover trains to York, Edinburgh, Durham, Cambridge, Newcastle. It's a big station, and it's, you need to allow yourself plenty of time to catch trains from here, I always think. So give you some idea of times. London King's Cross to York is about an hour and 40 minutes. King's Cross to Durham is 2 hours 53 minutes. To Newcastle, 2 hours 50. To Edinburgh, 4 hours 20. So that's the faster than about 5 hours from London Euston to Glasgow. London King's Cross to Cambridge is about an hour and 20 minutes. Very easy stations to catch on St Pancras and King's Cross, right side by side. Mm-hmm. And it's only about 5 to 10 minutes walk up Euston Road to Euston train station. So these are North London stations, which are pretty close.
These close together, yeah. And I forgot to actually mention about St Pancras as well and King's Cross, that they are both tube stations also, and they're connected to 6 lines. Through the Northern Line, Circle, Piccadilly, Victoria, Metropolitan, Hammersmith and City. And actually from St Pancras, we've also got Thames Link, which we didn't mention. But yeah, so those stations are very close to one another. And also actually King's Cross is very famous because it's also where you'll find the Harry Potter shop at Platform 9 3/4, which opened in 2012. And it's also the first Harry Potter shop, apparently, outside of a themed visitor attraction. It is very popular. Loads of people love going to take that, having the photograph taken, pushing the trolley into the wall. You do have to pay for that. But it is worth going and popping in if you're at King's Cross. And again, actually, King's Cross Station, I remember going to King's Cross in the 80s, and it wasn't a particularly impressive station, but they've done a really good job of it. Just looks amazing now with lots of nice shops. Again, looks really good. So that's next one I guess we'll go on to is Liverpool Street.
The Liverpool Street station is located in central London, near the city, and serves the east of England, including counties of Essex, and has locations like Chingford, and you can also get out to Norwich, Ipswich, Southend, Cambridge as well. And the Stansted Express also runs from Liverpool Street to the Stansted Airport. I like this station because it's always light and bright and, yeah, I don't know why, it just always seems like that to me.
Yeah, and so Liverpool Street is also a major underground station. It connects Central Circle, Hammersmith and City and Metropolitan Lines.
So the train from Liverpool Street to Cambridge takes about an hour and 20 minutes and to Norwich about an hour and 50 minutes, and they are both lovely train rides as well. I've done that one quite a few times to Norwich from there.
Okay. And then Liverpool Street Station as well, it's near many London attractions, including Spitalfields Markets, the Bank of England, and the Barbican and Whitechapel. Okay, the next station we've got is Charing Cross Station, which is near Covent Garden, the National Gallery in Trafalgar Square. And again, it's also on the Bakerloo and Northern Lines.
Again, it's based in central London. It's not far from Covent Garden, and this station serves the area southeast of London, including the counties of Kent and East Sussex. And I'll give you locations such as Tunbridge Wells, Dartford, Dover, if you want to see the White Cliffs, Hastings, Ramsgate, Margate, and Sevenoaks.
Okay, brilliant.
Journey times from Charing Cross include the train to Canterbury, which is about an hour and 40 minutes. Charing Cross to Dover is about an hour and 50 minutes. To Hastings is about an hour and a half. And to Margate, right out on the coast, is 2 hours and 43 minutes.
The station I'm going to talk about is Waterloo train station.
And this is in the central London terminus, and considered by many to be the largest and busiest of the London stations. Waterloo serves the areas south and south-west of London, and these include Hampton Court, Epsom, Guildford, Weymouth, Southampton, and Portsmouth. Some of the journey times from Waterloo takes about 3 hours to get to Weymouth. To Southampton, if you go catching a cruise from there, it's about an hour and 5 minutes. Waterloo to Portsmouth is an hour and a half, and one we get asked quite often is Waterloo down to Hampton Court, takes about 35 minutes.
Yeah, and that's a really easy trip. So Waterloo's on the Big Loo, Jubilee, and on the Northern Lines as well. So the next station we're going to talk about is Victoria train station, which is located in the city of Westminster. So this station serves the southeastern southern England with trains to destinations include Ashford, International, Dover, Brighton, Southampton, and Gatwick Airport. And it also serves the cruise ferry ports at Dover and Southampton. It's located in close proximity to Victoria Coach Station. And attractions in the area include Buckingham Palace and St. James's Park. So what sort of times does it take to get some of these places?
Well, the train from Victoria down to Dover is about 2 hours. Victoria to Southampton, about 2.5 hours. But that is a direct service.
Mm-hmm. And then there's the Gatwick Express as well, which obviously leaves from there. Takes about half an hour. Okay, so the next station, which is a kind of everybody's familiar with this one, is Paddington.
The Paddington train station is located in West London and serves destinations to the west and southwest of the country. This includes to Bath, Penzance, Cardiff Central in Wales, Oxford, and Bristol. You can change to Bristol for other destinations into Devon and Cornwall. But also, if you're coming from Paddington, you can catch the Riviera Night Sleeper. This is the only other sleeper operates in the UK and the Caledonian Sleeper. So this is a beautiful service. You go to sleep in London and you can wake up in Penzance right down the coast of Cornwall. Absolutely fantastic journey.
Absolutely. And Paddington Station's on the Circle, District, Bakerloo, Hammersmith and City Lines. And obviously, it is the station after which the famous Bear Paddington is called. Because that's where he is found by the Brown family. So that is Paddington. So the next train station that we're going to talk about is Marylebone.
So just backtracking slightly, because Tracy was a bit ahead of the game, was the rough train times from Paddington to Penzance, I said about 5 hours. Paddington to Bath is about an hour and 20 minutes. To Bristol, about an hour and 20 minutes. And to Oxford is about an hour.
Okay, brilliant. So are we all right to talk about Marylebone yet?
We can do Marylebone.
Okay, yeah. Talk about Marylebone. So Marylebone is located in the city of Westminster. Oh, I should just quickly mention as well for Paddington, attractions in the area include Hyde Park around Paddington. But if you're going to be in Marylebone, it's located in the city of Westminster, and that serves destinations to the west of London on the Chiltern Line, including Birmingham, going to Snow Hill and Moore Street, Aylesbury, Warwick, Oxford, and with one train, she can get to Stratford-upon-Avon as well. It's on the Bakerloo line. And a lot of people go up to Marylebone because they're going to get the Sherlock Holmes Museum, which is very close to Marylebone. Madame Tussauds is there, and also Regent's Park. So do you want to talk about some times to get from Marylebone?
Yeah, it isn't the quickest way, but it's going to be a bit cheap on this line. It's London Marylebone to Birmingham is about 2 hours. To Warwick is about an hour and 30 minutes if you want to castle. To Stratford-upon-Avon is about 2 hours, and Marylebone to Oxford is about 1 hour.
Okay, that's brilliant. Okay, so that's covered the nine main train stations that I want to talk about. So hopefully that's given you a lot of background. We're going to just answer a few facts as well, commonly asked questions about travelling by train in the UK. But I just also want to mention that we have got a lot of information on the website. We've got a lot of articles about passes, about how to save money on UK rail travel. And we've also got a UK train travel ebook, which we wrote, recently updated, and that does really well. So if you're interested in traveling in the UK by train, I'd recommend that you pop over to the website. I will put a link in the show notes for this episode, so you will be able to get access to the UK train travel ebook that we've written. So should we answer some of the commonly asked questions that we get asked about? So one of the first things we got asked about is, where can I find information about accessibility and mobility access when traveling by train in the UK?
Well, this is a good question, this one. And there's a very good website called the National Rail Inquiries. It's not just for ticket and train information. It has all the information as regards every single train station in the UK. So what you need to have a look at this site, and it'll give you information about ramps and how to book access and assistance, you know, before you travel. It's all there in one place, and what facilities are.
Brilliant. So I'll link to that in the show notes to everybody. So, you know, we'll talk about travel passes and cards that are available for traveling by train in the UK. So I just want to say, in London, you've got option of purchasing an Oyster card or going contactless. And we have, again, got information on the website about that. If you're traveling outside of London, you've got multiple travel cards that are available. You can get area-specific or general BritRail passes or global Eurail or Interrail passes, depending on where you, you know, whether you live in Europe or coming into the UK from outside of Europe. And they're available for visitors from overseas. So it might be worth having a look to see if those are cost-effective if you plan to do some rail travel. But again, I will link to articles. We've got specific articles about all of that, so I will link to the show notes about those. So one thing we did talk about was, we kind of mentioned briefly when we're talking about each of the train stations, is that we know that the train stations are connected to the different airports. So if you're flying into the UK, obviously you're going to be landing in one of those airports around London, assuming that's, you know, your destination is London. So what I didn't ask Doug was, how long would it take you to get from those different airports into London, the different train stations?
All right, you put me on the spot there. Okay, so Luton Airport, you catch train to St Pancras.
Yep.
That'll take about 30 minutes.
Yep.
Stansted Airport, you go from Liverpool Street, I think I mentioned that.
Yep.
That's about 50 minutes.
Yep.
Gatwick Airport is into Victoria. That takes about 30 minutes.
Yep.
Heathrow is about Paddington, which is about 20 minutes, but particularly for Heathrow, there's other options available. You need to look at like the Elizabeth line and the Piccadilly line, tube line. So there's options other than just mainline trains.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, we've got information about how to get from Heathrow and Gatwick into London on the website, which again, I'll link to. And I guess what I did mention Thameslink before when we were talking about St Pancras. And I know it's something we've also been asked about, is, what is Thameslink?
Thameslink is the name of the train service. This runs from the Bedford area to Brighton, and it goes through London. There's 8 Thameslink train stations with tube connections. Yeah, it's a good service to use. It's a good sort of alternative. And if you want to travel through London and you don't want to go by tube and you want to stay above ground, yeah, it's a good one for that one. Also, the London Overground service is another option as well.
Yeah, and actually, we've taken the Thameslink before when we've gone from Luton to Brighton.
Yes, we did, yeah.
We found that was a good way to do that. So I think that kind of wraps up everything. We've talked about the train stations. We've answered some of the kind of commonly asked questions. Is there anything else you want to add, Doug?
Yeah, I will add one thing. Obviously, for my railway days myself, is rail staff in the UK want to help. So if you're stuck at any station and, you know, stuck as to where to go and which platforms, ask away. Yeah, they are helpful staff.
Excellent. Okay, that's good. So so show notes, I just let people know that any of the information that we've talked about in this episode, so basically about the different train stations, about the tickets, I guess we've covered that. You can actually find links to all the information in the show notes. So they're at uktravelplanning.com/episode31. So do access that, please, if you want to get further information. As I said, we've actually got lots of other podcasts too, where we discuss train travel in the UK, as well as lots of different articles. So I will link to, we've got podcasts about travel and public transport in London, podcasts about different transport options in the UK. We've got a podcast about the Caledonian Sleeper. So we've got numerous podcasts that were worth listening to. So again, rather than go through all of those episodes, I'll link to those in the show notes. But for this week, and also we did a recent episode about getting from London to Edinburgh, which has proved very popular. So if that's something that you're considering doing, we recommend listening to that. But I think for this week, I think we've covered everything that we wanted to chat about. If you've got further questions, do pop into the Facebook group. I'll put a link to that in as well. And you can come and join the community and ask us questions in there. We also have an itinerary consultation service. So if you want some advice about your itinerary, particularly Doug's keen to talk about anybody that wants to work, do any train itineraries around the UK.
Always happy to talk about trains.
Yes, you are. But until next week, I just want to say until then from both of us, happy UK travel planning.